And some texts are coming in saying, yes, I endure chronic pain, says one. My issue is that practitioners were fearful of increasing my dose of oxycodone, and yet I fully agree with your guest. It's coming up to 10. After 10 o'clock, we'll talk about the cyber arms race with the author of a book called Nicole Pearl Roth. She is the technology correspondent for the New York Times. You're listening to Saturday Morning, called Kim Hill O. In New Zealand, says Joe, in the early 2000s, OxyContin was given to chronic pain patients as a last chance for relief drug. The consequences have been dire for some, involving addiction that's lasted years, long stays in rehab facilities and methadone programs. We're talking ordinary people, their lives already problematized by pain, now with years of work ahead to release them from addiction. Another says, oxycodone is a very effective pain reliever and is marketed in New Zealand and Europe by Mundi Pharma. Their marketing and guidelines for pain relief seem very responsible. The product seems to not be abused, unlike in the United States. And then he corrects himself and says OxyContin and OxyNorm. The OxyContin fraud, says Donna, is just how Big Pharma operates all the time. They're doing it now with COVID vaccines. Donna, stop talking to me. You're talking nonsense. I didn't realize that it was your usual nonsense before I started reading that text. Sorry. Feedback about the conversation with Lydia Weavers about Jane Mander and the story of New Zealand River. The story of New Zealand River, says Anne, is also the title of artist Michael Parakofai's piano artwork. And reading the book enables a greater understanding of the work. And Lynn Lee says, I read the Jane Mander book, Story of a New Zealand River, before we visited Northland, and a lot of Kauri books and other Northland stories, and I remember the tree story and not the people. Maybe I'll read it again. Yes, it does talk a lot about the trees. In a very evocative way. I can understand it because some of the people are, relatively forgettable. But that's just me.